The New England Conservatory of Music's only student from Africa will receive her diploma at this weekend's graduation in Boston. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with a young jazz singer and composer about her journey from Johannesburg to find and preserve her voice in America.
For Naledi Masilo, singing in South African languages connects her to who she is and where she comes from. Since she was a kid, she dreamed of studying in the U.S., but her family didn't have the money. When she was finally able to attend the New England Conservatory 3 years ago, Masilo remembers feeling shocked during the orientation for international students.
They were showing a map of where everybody's from. And they were like, yeah, so we have about, 400 and whatever students from Asia. We have about 200 and something from Europe, from this place.
Little dots covered those places on the map. But there was just one on the entire continent of Africa.
And I was like, wait, do you mean in the whole school or do you mean just, in this class that we're sitting in?
It was the whole school. Masilo says she's always emphasized identity politics, social justice, and the African diaspora through her music. There were very few black people at the NEC and in the jazz department. Masilo remembers what she admitted to her first teacher, Dominique Eid.
I'm so afraid of this journey because one thing that I don't want to lose is, my voice and my sound as an African. And I'm scared that if I come into this formalized type of learning, I will lose that.
I knew that even if Naledi was afraid of losing that she certainly wouldn't, and that she was finding a home that would nourish and appreciate what those roots were, to whatever degree she wanted to nourish them.
Dominique Eid says Masilo was already a sophisticated singer and helped her dive more deeply into South African jazz. The teacher adds she and the other students learned from Masilo, too.
In every ensemble that I've been in since I've been at NEC, I will at least bring in, one song from the South African repertoire or something that I've written, and people will be so open to learning it and playing it. And it's been such an amazing honor and privilege to share our music and our history and our culture.
The first song Masilo wrote at the NEC when she was homesick is called Bato Baka, which means my people.
It was just me just being like, I want to be home so much. I miss everything. I miss the sun. I miss how the sand feels. I miss the trees. I miss just the sounds.
This year, Masilo has been exploring the idea of home and her musical past by recording her originals, American standards, and songs by legendary South African musicians. As a kid, she says, of course she listened to and sang works by prominent anti-apartheid activist Miriam Makeba.
This song, Mama Ndiyalila, I can't speak about South Africa without speaking about, the apartheid and speaking about the political history of the country. Anytime I teach about our country, I'm like, most of the music that you hear and most of the jazz from South Africa comes from that time.
Mama Ndiyalila, ndililela umuzi kabawo. Mama Ndiyalila, ndililela umuzi kabawo.
And throughout the song, she's saying, mother, I am crying. I'm crying for our nation. I am crying for our land. Brother, I am crying. Let's fight for our nation. Let's, lift ourselves up.
From a young age, Masilo's believed musicians can wield power like politicians. But in high school, her single mom wanted her to pursue a more financially stable career.
And she was like, it's just, I don't want you to become one of those people on the side of the road with a guitar on your back.
So Masilo studied international relations at the University of Cape Town while also gigging at weddings and festivals. She eventually won a scholarship to the NEC. On top of her coursework, Masilo received a grant from the school for funding a nonprofit to empower young girls in South Africa. She also fought for representation on campus as president of the Black Students Union. Now, Masilo says, she feels a sense of responsibility as the only African and one of six Black musicians graduating this weekend. But it will be bittersweet. Masilo's mother can't be at the ceremony because of the pandemic.
One of the things that I'm really going to miss is, you know, the ululating that she would have done if she was in the space, you know, the very distinct.
One of Masilo's original songs sums up how far she's come on a journey she hasn't made alone.
Arieng literally translates to "let's go!" exclamation mark. And I'm singing about, you know, wanting to have my people with me on this journey. I can't leave without them. Please wait for me.
Naledi Masilo says her ideas of what home is have expanded while in Boston, and she'll stay here after graduating to share more of her culture and passion as a music teacher. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.